I guess just kind of starting, kind of going over last year's camp, this year's camp, obviously different situations, but just being able to, I guess, handle it differently in your growth that you've been able to see.
Yeah, you know, it is different, but there's not that much difference. Each practice, you're trying to go out and get better. And so I did the same thing last year, trying to get better every day, and that's what I'm doing this year. And so it is a little different. I'm able to get more reps this year, but it's the same thing, just trying to improve every day.
Is that battle for that backup spot kind of, by what you're saying, you don't really maybe look at it on a day-to-day basis, and you just kind of go in when you have your reps and your time behind center?
Exactly. I'm just trying to focus on what I can do and getting better. And so every play that I can get in there and learn and gain more experience is beneficial.
The first quarterback challenge that they put on video, was that like, were you so glad they put that in video? Was that the highlight of your camp so far?
Yeah, it was, because I didn't win before that. So they didn't videotape the other two or three that we had before then. And then Drew tweeted it out and the Saints tweeted it out, so I got a lot of publicity.
Yeah, you got a lot of credit for that display.
Exactly. A lot of happy Green Wave fans.
I know that you have to have confidence and believe in yourself, but last year when St. Louis, I guess, tried to make a play for you, did that give you more confidence saying, hey, I know I belong or I know I have a future in this league?
Definitely. You know, this business here, you're always confident in yourself. I mean, you have to be. And so to have another team come out and kind of demonstrate that definitely makes you feel better. But like I said, I mean, it's a process every day, you know. I mean, that's obviously a positive, but you're always trying to get better and you're always looking for ways to improve.
Is it more challenging at all to play college in, you know, in town and then play for the NFL team, to balance business and pleasure versus some, you know, other guys that are from Wisconsin or from California and they play for the Saints?
You know, going to Tulane, it's a great school with great people there, and so the roommates that I had were great guys, so it's not like I have to worry about being mixed up with the wrong group. Unfortunately, a lot of my roommates had left, you know, San Diego, San Francisco, New York. There's still a few in New Orleans, but it's not like I was mixed up with the wrong crowd over there, so there's some great people, and so I'm very, very happy to still be there.
Talk about your big play up, Coleman,
practice. Oh, it's a great catch. You know, I was kind of looking down the middle, and then I could tell that Brandon had beat him, so I came to him late, and he went back and made a play for me, and that's awesome. I mean, he's really stepped up.
You get a chance to really work with some of those receivers as well. I mean, Cooks at times, but Coleman, Shontavis, Jones, Hawkins. What stands out to you with those group of receivers?
They each have their own kind of trait that's standing out right now. You know, Hawkins can really fly, and Coleman is obviously, you know, extremely, extremely tall and long and has great range, and Shontavis is just making plays all over the place. And then we know Cooks can really run and make plays for us. So, I mean, every one of them's making plays, so it's awesome.
How'd you feel in the draft when this team could have drafted a quarterback? It was a good year for quarterbacks in the draft, and they didn't. Maybe a little more faith in you and in your future in this franchise?
You know, I didn't watch the draft this year. You know, try not to pay attention to it. I'm just worried about what I can do. You know, if we draft a quarterback, that's great. But, I mean, I can't really worry about that stuff.